after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show. And it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J was good, my dude. You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. Your boy, City J, and your girl.
Jackson.
Hello, nice seduction. Yes, man, we in the building, man. Glad to have y'all. Every Monday in the show, we call it Hot After Dusk Monday. And we come on, we do the show twice a week. We do Hot After Dusk Monday, and then we also do Hump Day After Dusk, and that's every Wednesday, of course. So, yes, you come tune into us. Same time, if you miss us live, you can always catch us back on in the archives. And there goes the third part of the puzzle. What's up, T? Mm-hmm.
What's up, Yara?
Yeah. So, let me go ahead and go around the room and be nosy. Nate, how was your weekend, ma'am?
My weekend was pretty cool. Just chilled out at home. And chilled out at my mom's house, you know, went over her house for a little while.
Okay. It's all
so you said you were on your best behavior today.
Spend time with your mom.
Oh, I really was on my best behavior.
Oh.
Oh, great. Maggie's been on her best behavior. Oh, okay. I mean, don't tell me. You can completely turn a new leaf. You got a halo, but yeah, okay. You worried me for a moment.
You know, all sometimes right, I'm right. A good girl, sometimes I'm not.
Question is, how much of a bad girl is she gonna be?
What?
All right. Okay, Nate. Well, T, what's been going on with you this weekend?
Oh, Lord. Why you laughing like that? Don't do that. Well, I actually met somebody, but not like that. You know what I mean? And
you don't want to let it that way.
I knew, but you know how, I mean, I didn't know how to put it, but me, him, and my friend, we played, like, drinking games. We had clear, brown, white party, you know them little, the Russian roulette.
Mm-hmm.
Which played that.
Okay.
And
we were waiting.
And man, I got towed up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to be like you.
Girl, I was like, oh no. I woke up the next morning looking hit. Had a hangover.
Question was, were you on your best behavior?
Oh,
hey.
No. No, I wasn't.
Oh my. So there you go. Yeah, I knew the spirit was telling me, hey, who over there building Legos?
That is not me.
Who building Legos?
Yeah, I saw somebody on building a Lego building or something over there.
Ain't nobody building Legos.
Okay, well, I guess that leaves me. I was on my best behavior, I guess, however you want to put that.
Are you sure?
Well, let's see.
Right.
Okay. Okay, so see, Friday I went to a DJ's birthday party, and y'all know what my rules, man. What I always say, I do not like how it's a bunch of women around, and guys are worried about fighting each other more than y'all about looking at the women. I don't get it for the life of me. Why?
They gay.
Like
they gay. Okay.
It got to be. I'm sorry. All these slow jams, the twerk music coming on. Last thing I'm thinking about is touching another dude.
They gay.
Last thing.
Great.
How you can fight the slow jam is beneath you, is beyond me. I just don't get it. The only fighting I'm doing the slow jam is fighting that. Okay. Fighting that monkey. Yeah. So, I was up hanging out. Shoot. I'm telling you, I was at the party started. You know, it was crazy because DJ was like, wait, we gonna play? He said, we gonna play this now. Steady, because my boy Steady, man, he's gonna take this club to a whole other level. So you know, I went on the dance floor. He called a certain song, and the dance floor was packed instantly. That's just how I do things, you know. I got that magic. But yes, then I was I was actually chilling with someone at the table. Man, with some bad women, that's a good guy. I was not worried about nobody else in the club. I was just chilling at their table. It was bad. And just so I thought they can't get better, this damn Puerto Rican chick walked up like, Good God, man.
Woo. God is good. Won't he do it?
Boy, she walked up. I was like, She had those beautiful white teeth. I was like, how you doing? So Friday, lit. It would have been even more lit if you wouldn't have been worried about fighting. Because, shit, all those other booths, we had it lit over the booth. We had the whole booth twerking. But, yeah, so. Yeah, and then Saturday night, I was there, and then, man, woo, he DJ messed up. He played the slow jam. I saw this one girl, big old booty. I was eyeing her ass all night while I was around snapping up pictures.
She had one of them booty. The older people say she had an onion booty to make you want to cry.
Oh, my God. It did make you want to cry. It looks soft. And God, good God. He said, because when we started playing slow jams, he was like, go ahead. I know, we know you've been eyeing somebody all night. Make sure is this the timer now? You go. Let them know what time it is. Like, shit, you ain't got to tell me twice. Boy, I got behind. Ooh, that booty was as soft as it looked. It was softer than Charmin. Cha cha cha, Charmin. I was like, goodness. And then that's like a thought because this other chick, I picked her up and stuff. I was I was in rare form on this weekend. I was like, man, the monster's ready to come out. And then yesterday, besides shooting someone, I actually was I did a shoot actually for the in time for the radio show, it's anniversary, which is next week, because anniversary is the 24th. So next Wednesday we'll be having a special anniversary show. But yeah, so yeah, it was fun. The shoot I did was pretty fun, and it was even dope. I get to feel like Nate, because not only am I dropping some photos from it, I'm also dropping a promo video that we made from it as well. So,
okay.
Oh yeah, it's dope. It's dope. I kind of tell y'all a little bit, like, just put it like this, like, it's also real smooth stuff, because the model I shot, like, oh yeah, you was extra smooth with it. I was like, yeah, I know. So yeah. I even walked in slow motion on purpose, so he went to slow the video down, because I got out and started walking like that on purpose. So y'all just have to see where all this is gonna lead to. So it's dope, man. The video, we have it out in time, all that good stuff. So excited. Yeah, so that was my weekend. And then, oh yeah, so let me go ahead and mention why today's show is called Living Life Like a Slice of Cheesecake. That's based off of two things. One, I went to Cheesecake Factory today.
You know what's crazy? I was going to go Saturday. Oh my God.
I had the shrimp scampi. Let me tell you. They had some, like, the shrimp scampi got a little bit of white wine in the sauce. Oh, man, I forgot about to get intoxicated out the damn shrimp. And then, of course, I had to top it off with a nice fresh strawberry cheesecake.
Oh, no.
Mm-mm-mm.
I like the chocolate chip.
I like to have those strawberries on there. Some of the strawberries. I feel like I'm eating fruit. I feel like I'm doing the right thing while I'm over here messing around eating all this sugar. So yeah, it's smooth. I like. That's what I got to thinking. And then I remember last week I said, "Ooh, only pussy tastes like cheesecake." So after that last week, all that came to my brain. So that's what led to today's episode title. So yeah, I'm not even know why it's called Living Life Like a Slice of Cheesecake. And it's like, you know, because it's like, because especially if you get, that's like how the cheesecake and cheesecake factory be, that's how you want it. You want the woman to get nice and creamy. Yeah, okay. All right, I'm going to be behaving the rest of the show. But yeah, so I'm glad to hear y'all had some relaxing time this weekend. At least one of us was of an angel. Shout out to Nate.
Yes, I was an angel this weekend.
This weekend I'll be at South by Southwest this weekend. So Austin, I'm gonna be in the building, getting the head out of Fort Worth, $10 for baby. Yes, so I'll be this weekend. I want to. I can't promise I'm going to behave. Austin brings another level out of me. That.
Well, yeah, this weekend,
so.
I'm good.
Oh, so you're gonna be the angel. So
yeah.
Yeah. Whatever.
I am.
But okay. In the meantime, between time, we're gonna go ahead and go to our song break, and then we'll be back right here on Life After Dusk Live, Hot After Dusk Monday. Of course, on every Monday show, we bring you Crickets of the Week. We also bring you The Six, where we have a topic, and we name a list of six themes based on that topic. So here we go. We'll go ahead and go to Spin the Wheel. Oh boy, Amy, Southside Circuit, we be back into this.
And me. I can tell where you're from by the way you twerk.
Yeah.
I can tell where you're from by the way you twerk. I can tell where you're from by the way you twerk. I can tell where you're from by the way you twerk. Them Southside girls got big old butts. Them Southside girls got big old butts. Them Eastside girls ain't giving a fuck. Them Westside girls ain't giving it up. Them Northside girls are models. Them Northside girls are models. Them Westside girls pop bottles. Them Eastside girls so thotty. Them money in your hips. The money's in your hips. The money's in your hips. The money's in your hips. Your money's in your hips. The money's in your hips. The money's in your hips. Now let me see you dip. How a black girl get a ass so fat? How a white girl get a ass so flat? How a black girl get a ass so flat? And how a white girl get a ass like that? Them Southside girls be dropping it low. Them Westside girls be working the flow. Them Eastside girls be working the pole. Them hating ass hoes will forever be broke. Them Northside girls be bougie as fuck. Them Southside girls be moving their foot. Them Eastside girls got them titties for show. Them Westside girls, baby, pretty but broke. I can tell where you're from by the way you twerk. I can tell where you're from by the way you twerk. I can tell where you're from by the way you twerk. I can tell where you're from by the way you twerk. Them Southside girls got big old butts. Them Southside girls got big old butts. Them Eastside girls ain't giving a fuck. Them Westside girls ain't giving it up. Them Northside girls are models. Them Northside girls are models. Them Westside girls pop bottles. Them Eastside girls so thotty. The money's in your hips. 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 Your money's in your hips. The money's in your hips. The money's in your hips. Now let me see you dip. How a black girl get a ass so fat? How a white girl get a ass so flat? How a black girl get a ass so flat? And how a white girl get a ass like that? Them Southside girls be dropping it low. Them Westside girls be working the flow. Them Eastside girls be working the pole. Them hating ass hoes will forever be broke. Them Northside girls be bougie as fuck. Them Southside girls be moving their butt. Them Eastside girls got them titties for show. Them Westside girls, they be pretty but broke.
Alright, welcome back. To Life After Dusk Live, your boy Sunny Jane, the beautiful co-hostess with the mostest, Nate Seduction, and T. Melina. That was M.E. With his song Southside Twerk. So, yeah, we back. Oh, so, yes, yeah, so during the music break, I was gazing through the 50 premiere issue of Mayel Kids. So, Mayel Kids magazine. Okay. I was over here grazing
it
through
dropped
it.
Today.
Yeah. Look at the best. They all look so cute, but guess what? I'm still not to the head now right now. Boom! Tell these girls that's trying to get me. Don't be getting me right now. If you got to be here, one thing. Just don't be trying to make me. Don't be trying to get me to put one in you right now. Now, this is interesting bit here. They have a crossword. They have a crossword puzzle in the magazine. That's pretty dope.
Yeah, and we have like gaming facts.
You know what kind of sounds crazy? Like what make to me what it does, it forces you to have to make sure you was paying attention. If you was paying attention, you can answer these questions without having to think on it. But what I also do too, even if you didn't pay attention, it encourages you to go back and really read the magazine. So that's a smart tactic. Yeah, I'm over here looking. That's pretty dope, man. I'm like studying the crossword. I'm so easily amused. The crossword puzzle got my attention. Goodness. But
that's the point.
Okay. Yeah, it does. It works because I was like, cool. I was like, wow. Like, because where I peaked was like, so there's like a word bank. So explain what I'm in the audience. There's a word bank they have above the puzzle. Basically, the word bank tells you what words or proper nouns are going to be used in the puzzle. And then, of course, the clues to the puzzle are pretty much telling you, it's to hint you which person goes to that specific clue. Again, if you read them, if you actually read it, you would actually know how to answer those questions. So it's pretty dope. So, I want to go ahead and start. I was thinking long and hard to decide which route do I want to go. Do I want to talk about, do I want to get into the quickest of the week already, or do I want to do the six? And you know what? I decided, let me go ahead and do quickest of the week first. So, y'all know what time it is. Let me go ahead and get that sounder ready. Y'all know this. Quickest of the week does not start officially until you hear this. Okay, there we go. It's officially started now. So, Crickets of the Week, again, for those who are new to the show, Crickets of the Week is where every week we highlight some of the dumbest or worst people of the previous week. So, I'm going to go ahead and start it off with I'm going to give Brace Yourself. I'm going to give the guys that were fighting in the damn club on Friday, you sirs, y'all get our cricket of the week. There you go. Can we get that sound off again? Another sound or two to security at these hood clubs and freaking forward. And she can get their little feelings, but I'm calling them like I see it. Shout out to put the sound off, please. Oh, wrong button. Cricket. There you go. Thank you. Loud ass crickets in my ear. Okay, so, again, I'm giving to security too. Because I'm just so sick of, man, people want to, now I understand people want to try to cut corners and try to cut costs, but man, one thing you don't want to cut costs on is security and the music. Two things, those two things
and the alcohol.
Easily. Oh. That goes without saying. Number three, the alcohol, which we will be talking about that too in a second. Because I saw a lot of this. I'm not gonna put the club on blast, but they know who they are, and I'm doing this out of love because I want people to do better. And in order for people to do better, they need people to critique. They don't need people to kiss ass. So that goes to my first point. Point number one. if you are going to have, if you know you're going to fight, or you know you like to fight, keep your ass at the house.
Well, some people don't
keep
really
fight
until they get alcohol in them, so, you know.
But alcohol, a lot of times, all it does is enhance what you are already, the kind of energy
yeah.
you are already having.
That's true. You know, what they say? A drunk man speaks a sober tongue. You're right.
Yeah, so you play no fighting. All the alcohol did was enhance it. And so, yeah, like, it's ridiculous. People need to, like, if you know you have to fight, either A, don't drink, or B, don't go anywhere that's going, because the thing is, it's so selfish you begin to fight, because it's a lot of times it costs everybody else. So, but that this leads into number two. The number two thing I stated was the security. And this is why, sometimes if people are going to feel some type of way and I say this, but I'm going to break it down. A lot of times you go places, they got diversity within the security team is because you don't need to have a bunch of people who's security can be, they don't have to be assholes, and they can be cool. They can be, people can know who they are and be like, hey, what's up? But we don't need them to be, we don't need any type of bias behavior going on to security, because sometimes that allows a fight to go on too long, too, is they take their time a little bit more when it's one of the homies beating somebody down, whatever. And so I'm not necessarily saying that this is what happened this weekend, but just in case it was one of those things that happened, it needs to be fixed. And then you need to make sure you have enough people, because there's a lot of places that got their security tight. They are like a sweep team. They sweep them motherfuckers out, and they out, and everybody can continue to enjoy
mm-hmm.
themselves. You know, you see the fight start, and then the fight doesn't last long because they never got to. And thing is, if you're going to be security, and you're getting paid to security, stop fucking around and actually do your fucking job and watch and shit. And you need to have multiple people. You need to having everybody at the door, having all the security at the door is not going to do anything. You need to have a couple motherfuckers. You need to have, if realistically, especially if you're trying to pack a spot out, you need to realistically have for every, I'm going to be generous on this, but I actually feel different. For every 75 to 100 people you have, you need to have at least one security guard.
Mm-hmm.
So, a lot of places, smaller places, is not necessarily huge per se. You fit about 300-400 people in your spot. You need to have about 6 security people, because y'all need to be watching that shit. Two, you can have one or two at the door. The other four need to be dispersed around the club, because that shit needs to be swept the fuck out and keep it going. So that's that. And then T, you said the other thing. I feel like I'm doing a list right now, but it's more so it's just my little three crickets. But I go to the next one. You said alcohol. Oh my god. One thing that kind of get people kind of heated is bar service taking all damn day. I mean, mm-hmm. seriously, the bartenders, and if you're going to have people behind the bar, make sure they know what the fuck they're doing. Oh, my goodness, man. People don't be barely knowing how to make drinks and shit. I'm like, man, hold on. And then they got the nerd to try. I'm like, bro, if y'all gonna be charged this much for a fucking drink, y'all need to make sure the fucking people y'all got on the drinks know how to fucking actually bartend. this half ass as a bartender is not going to work. So, yes, those three things, alcohol, security, and people just wanting to fight. Those three things were bothering me most this weekend. So I need to see it be fixed, and Lord put some hands on them, pray over them. Can the church say amen? Can the church say amen?
Amen.
Thank you, Nate. Because he was not, he is not following. This is not being a participant in the congregation correctly. Thank you,
well,
Nate.
I'm sorry. I was doing my homework. My bad.
You can go home and say amen. See,
okay.
That's how I knew that. That's how I knew Nate went to church on your church yesterday. Did you, Nate?
No, I didn't actually.
What?
My pastor was
you
out
didn't
of
go
town.
To church?
My pastor, he was out of town. He was in Alabama. He went.
One thing I know, no matter what, if Nate wants to be a bad girl or not, she gonna make sure she at the Lord's house.
The house of the Lord, because God always been good to me, so can't forget that.
Mhm. And then after she leave from there, she gonna have somebody lay some hands on her.
Shut up.
Mhm. All right. So yes, there we go. So okay, we gonna move to crickets. No, so homie, I'll put my last little cricket off. There we go. Oh, that sounds so much better. The other shit was too fucking loud. All right, so now we move to what we call the six. The six is where we have we name a topic and we make a list based on that topic. So I'm doing something off the wall, crazy that y'all rarely see me do. Or we'll do some time, but I'm going to put it on one of y'all. So, let's see, mm-hmm. Nate, I'm going to let you pick today's topic for the list.
You go with Nate's topic? What? Little old
I know.
Me?
Oh, I'm going to let you pick you and Steve pick the topic before.
Okay.
There's
going to be six things not to do this summer. Six things not to
Ooh.
Do. This summer.
Mm.
Oh, Lordy.
Mm. Okay, get my thinking music on, please. Thank you.
Yeah, all right. So don't be wearing those belly shirts. What?
I'll go first.
Ooh.
Just to give y'all ideas.
Okay, here we go.
Do
all
not.
Right, number one.
Do not be wearing them dingy-ass spaghetti strap shirts. Please don't. You got the mud stains on.
Oh.
No. Please don't, because you look nasty. Don't do that this summer. Please don't.
Girl.
Buy a new shirt. Go to Forever 21 and buy some up.
You can go to Walmart and get those. Y'all better stop playing.
Mm-hmm. Well, you gotta go to CITI. See, trends is fashion for a list.
I'm dead.
Get on my nerves. All right, so the second one.
Yeah.
Looking
no Dizzy shirts. Like, yeah, I'm with you. No Dizzy shirts.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
The color fading and all too. It.
Oh, yes. The Dizzy white tees.
Unless you play basketball. Unless you playing sports, you going to the gym. You don't need to have no dizzy. Or you changing oil. You don't need to be having no dizzy ass shirt on.
Leave that phone. Yep, in my white tee in the early 2000s, please. Please leave it in the early
2000s. Oh Lord, you took me back. I was definitely part of that fucking movement.
Even though that used to be my phone, though. That used to be my phone, but leave it there. Leave it there.
That was the cheapest fashion ever. You just went to the store and you bought
right.
the big-ass
Go to the beauty supply store.
No effort. No effort put it All that didn't matter was that you had the right jeans on, that you had some nice shoes on. That's all that mattered.
Niggas had the damn white tee with the white Air Force One.
Yeah, Derek, man, you got my whole fit. You can just figure out my whole entire fit with some Lot 29 jeans. Ooh, shit. Okay. You got me started. I got number two. Back when the pink, when the pink thing was in.
The
man,
pink.
I had pink on a lot, but pink was in for guys. I had pink.
Oh yeah, because they made
this
song in my pink tee too.
I had the pink shirt. I had the pink throwback jerseys. I even took the black chucks and switched them out, put the pink laces. Oh, I was on. You can't tell me shit.
Oh, you was pinked out, huh?
What was that?
Yeah, you know. I was feeling myself. Shit, you can't tell me shit. I still go up and take somebody, girl. That shit didn't bother me.
Mm-hmm. I know you might not hit some people, girl.
No, not I. Not a high.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on my best behavior. I don't know when we do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, so let me throw it over to T, number two.
Mm-hmm. Number two. Girl, don't be wearing no crop top with your stomach looking like a muffin, like.
Oh man, not
like
not
your
strawberry
pants hanging over your. Yes, that's exactly what it is.
Aww.
Oh my gosh, I cannot stand that.
No, if you say something, you being disrespectful. Yeah,
oh, we
yeah.
No, baby, I'm just trying to say, you know, it goes hand in hand too, because pregnant people do it too. I actually seen a pregnant girl last year in the summer. But her shirt was on top of her stomach. Get a shirt that
ain't fit. Nobody got time for that.
Oh.
Nobody got time for that. Oh my.
And then she said, oh, girl. She said, oh, you pregnant. I'm pregnant, too. What you having? Don't talk to me. Do not talk to me. That's why I wanted to tell her, don't talk to me.
I'm going to be good today. Oh, I'll be seeing that. And they, oh, my God. You go to a certain type of club. Like, you go to after hours here. Oh my goodness, you see that all the time. Mm-hmm. They just be careful looking like, okay, you know what, I'm gonna stop.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, number three. This summer. Hey, before you put them flip flops on, do a foot check.
No, before you put the flip-flops on, make sure they're not black at the bottom.
That goes back to do a foot check.
Mm-hmm.
You do a foot check, you might not have to have that problem.
Now, some people, flip-flops are like, they black where they put their feet at. Like, just throw them away. Throw them away. Get your new pair. Throw them away.
Okay. Period.
You don't want
that. Then I would still go get some more.
Right.
Shout out to the all black Pumas. Slides. I'm good to go. my Pumas is on point. You ain't gonna catch me out these streets looking bad. So nah, y'all need to get y'all. y'all need to step y'all. Quick, man, so spend a little money on some flip-flops on your flip-flop game. Don't be getting on them cheap dollar store ones that break down in 5 minutes.
Right.
And my favorite would be when the strap, when the little strap, little thong strap break, and people still, some people still be walking around.
They put them back
rocking
in
them.
I can't even lie. I used to do that though, cause it was like the end of summer. I said, I'm not about to buy no more. It's the end of summer. What need to buy more for?
Listen to you.
Yeah, listen to me. Get my money's worth.
No.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
No.
Well, it was the end of December. It wasn't no point of buying some more. No. No, nothing.
No.
No.
You put some damn tennis shoes on or something else. Not that.
I actually hate tennis shoes in the summertime. I hate them.
Oh, my God. Remember, girls used to ride the Melissa's? And some of you, be wearing Melissa's, be inside of Melissa's, be dirty as hell. All right, let me go ahead and move number four. Number four, Nate, what's number four?
Number four, please, do not have your kids out here looking bummy. You looking good this summer. Please don't do it. Don't do it.
It's like every season of the year, we have to give this rule to everybody. When are we going to start having to give this rule up? Goodness, y'all can't be having y'all kids out here just be. Oh my goodness, man. Y'all be having y'all kids out here looking all kind of wrong. Like, seriously. I don't for the life of me, and they be dressed to kill. Okay, see, now you got me my feelings, man. You got me my feelings,
hair
man.
Hair be looking good. They kids' ponytails be looking dead.
We just talked about this for tax. We just talked about this for tax money, and yeah, they still leading to the summer, still fucking up. I mean, get out of here.
Now my child be on point.
Your child not like they've been outside all day, every day. Come on, y'all. Like that's how the phrase "you smell like outside" got started, because shit like that. Come on. All right. Number five. See what you got for number five.
A bath. That's number one. Take a bag.
Oh, that covers
that.
One. That pretty much solves one through freaking four. Goodness.
Facts. Like, ladies, please don't be wearing no panties this summer and your coochie stink. Please don't do it. Don't do it.
Stop
with
using
panties.
And
don't
stop using
no
that douche. Right, like,
what,
if that don't help.
What, so what kind of panties y'all be wearing in the summer?
None. Nothing.
I don't wear panties sometimes, but my coochie
don't
be
stinking
though.
Okay, that explains why that dress is fitting the way it was. Okay. Explain some things, man.
That's the best way to wear it. Well, you got a dress and a skirt on. Good wear.
Sometimes
we just want to wear no panties just in case daddy want to play with your
let me stop.
No.
So in case
while y'all on the roller coaster, he wants you to
roller coaster.
Do the rodeo show.
Y'all funny.
Oh, man.
I'm just saying.
Nate, nasty too. That's how we know Nate is not going to be her best friend this weekend. Because her pastor was not in yesterday, so he's got to get to pray over her to reach on those demons.
Shut up.
All right, number six. Things I want to see happen this summer. Let me let y'all know something right now. When you go into the mall, or you go to your chosen online retailer, and you are searching for a certain article of clothing, you make sure that you search accordingly, please. And you are asking me what that is. Guys and girls, please listen carefully. Guys, swim trunks, not Speedos. Say it again to me. Swim trunks, not Speedos. Bruh, we do not want to know what's going on in your fucking crotch.
Especially if you got a little dick. Now, if you got a big dick, okay, it's probably acceptable. But if you got a little dick, please don't do it. Don't embarrass yourself like that.
Even then, we're stuff that's going to allow yourself to breathe, because what we're doing, we're not letting that blood flow to that area correctly. And I'm just trying to look out for y'all. I want y'all out here passing out because the blood circulation ain't getting through your legs. Because you're squeezing the head out of your fucking crotch. So, yes.
That's
I just
how you
the hill.
Infection. I'm just saying.
Speaking of dicks, did y'all... did you see Safari?
Okay, you know what? Before I get to that situation, I dodged that for a whole week. I dodged that for a whole week. I thought I was safe, and it made them.
Oh, Lord. He blessed my eyes with that.
Oh, Lord. Okay, so I mentioned the guys part. Females, and I'm going to get their little feelings. But
yeah,
you
y'all
wear
don't want
a bikini. Wear a bikini that works for you.
And make sure you shave your coochie too, okay? Because we don't want to see little hairs, around the
bikini
line.
Yeah.
Okay. Make sure you shave.
Now, when I say wear a bikini that works for you, I'm not saying that serving you can't wear one piece,
I'm
you can't wear
it.
Two pieces and all
I'm
that.
Saying
I'm just saying if you're going to get one, make sure it fits. That's all I'm saying. Make sure
don't
fits.
Wear what you can't wear.
Okay.
Don't be out here embarrassing the family name. Get you a fucking bikini that fits. I'm not saying you gotta
you
be
can't
one
fit
piece
in a
two or two
piece,
piece.
Don't get a two piece.
It is because they got stuff for big girls. They got such a good big girl. On two pieces.
Yeah, they do.
Just make sure you get them. Don't go small shop in the medium section. Listen to me, people. Follow my. This is the magic rule you need to follow for swimwear etiquette this summer. Shop your size. Shop your size. Everyone with me, say it again. Everyone repeat as you say, shop your size. Shop your size. Nay.
Shop your size.
Everyone on three. One, two, three.
Shop your size.
Get it.
Look to
if
your
you
neighbor
it,
and say,
I'm
shop
promise.
Your sad. Look to your neighbor.
I mean, so, because if you look to your left, and I want you to say neighbor.
Mm-hmm. Shut up, fool.
Shop your size. I want you to look to your right and say, neighbor, shop your size. I'm telling you, no matter what size you are, you wear the right bikini, it fits right. No matter what size you are, if it's fitting right, they're gonna be able to enjoy the view more. If it's not fitting right, they're gonna be fixated on high side about it not fitting right instead of checking you out. So shop your size. I'm telling you. I don't be gonna get no sweetie mask on string shirts. I give me some string shirts that's gonna fit, that's gonna get my dick some room. I wear a Wonder Trunks. You don't get to get those free looks. You gotta wait till the get down's going on. You can look at the shorts all you want to try to size me up. Not gonna work because I make sure I get a baggy enough. Anyways, so yeah, that was the six. Good one. Nate and I are feeling it. That was good. The six today.
I'm like,
Nate, summer, we just got the spring.
Well,
we just,
that's difficult.
But I'm just saying, like,
just,
you know, spring,
has,
them
know,
crop tops.
And I said,
spring,
months,
you know, it's still
kind of
pneumonia weather, so you still want to dress warm.
I just got one question. I got one question to you, CNA. When y'all bring the sundresses up?
What?
When y'all bring those sundresses
summer.
Out, we it's sun
summer.
Sundress season is a month.
Summer.
Of.
Yeah,
summer.
Ain't think it's no new
about here. It's hot as hell out here. Otherwise, you talking, y'all talking, oh, y'all must. I forgot y'all in colder areas. My bad.
Yeah,
it's
just snowed.
It's wet.
It's still
sun.
Cold.
Yeah,
still
it cold. Just snowed here.
That's terrible.
Yeah,
it's been going snow
for
here.
I've already been seeing the skin come out because the sun decided to bless us.
That was like two weeks ago. Like, sit down. 85
degrees. It was 70-something at night. I was like, ooh, yes, God is good all the time and all the time. God is good. Yes. Now you know why my Friday and Saturday were fun. All right. So, yeah.
That don't mean nothing. Because down here, they still wear dresses to the club and shorts and skirts. All right.
Oh yeah, it's today here too.
And it's
don't get me wrong, but the number of them increases when it's hot. That's why I like it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so yeah, shout out to that. Shout out to that. Mm-mm-mm. All right, so we are at our portion of the show we call "What's Going On." That's when we tell y'all what we got coming up over this week or whatnot. I'm going to start with you, T. What you got coming up?
Well, as I know, the magazine just dropped today, so y'all can go check that out. Don't interrupt me. I'm getting there. the magazine, Mael, with this little one on it. As you can see, she's in the background. And we have two covers, so you can choose which one you want.
Who are the cover models?
The link will be on my page. What? My Instagram page and my Facebook page.
Who the cover models were?
Oh, MJ and AK. So y'all go check that
okay.
out.
Shout out to them. We definitely will. You have a website we can go to?
Yes.
I do our puzzle. I was already over here. I stopped doing it. I was like, I got services.
The link will be on my page. So y'all go check that out. My Instagram page and my Facebook. So.
Alrighty. Alright, Tanae, what you got coming up?
Well, I'm very excited about what I have coming up. I'm not going to speak too much about it. You know, I like to let you guys see for yourself.
With
so,
that video, Jay.
All I'm
going to
say is watch my Snapchat and Instagram this weekend, and you will see what I got going on.
Okay.
So,
all right, but you heard that question with that video
background.
Dropping.
Yeah.
It's going to drop
soon.
It has is going on Worldstar first. I have no control over that video because I don't own rights to that video. I did my part as a model in that video.
Well, we're going to yell at Worldstar.
Because he's putting it on Worldstar first.
We need to go yell at Worldstar so get it up there already.
All right. So the artist is putting it on Worldstar first, and it will premiere from there.
I've seen it already, too. So I ain't going to. You know, I want to brag and make everybody mad.
All right. I'm going to send you the link so you can see.
I'm like, she gave me just 4.9. Good God. Because I asked her about six feet on his own. Okay. Yes. All right. Shout out to that. All right. Okay. Of course, you guys know Human Canvas Magazine is out. Issue number 4. I'm pulling a T right now. I might forget the goddamn issue number. Issue number 42. Goodness. Yes, 40, thank you. Issue number 42. So, yes, and you got 4 different covers. Choose wisely. You can get them all. I mean, that's totally up to you. Oh, I'm so excited, yeah, because my copies will be here tomorrow, so I can't wait to get them. I'm lit. So, yes. Also, too, I just dropped a poster that I shot Mr. Turr. Check it out. Get you a copy of that poster. Enjoy. Am I forgetting anything? Oh, again, I'll be at South by Southwest on this weekend. Make sure you hit me up. If you're going to be out there, let me know, people. Let's link up. Let's turn up. All that good stuff. Yeah, I'll be out there. Anything else? Oh, pictures dropping soon. Yeah, I did a dope photo shoot yesterday. And shout out to my girl Imani Faith. Very very bad model. You know, y'all gonna be like, ooh, who is she? You know, y'all know who she is. Like, hey, y'all gonna be saying. So yeah, we really killed that. The chemistry was so dope in that shoot, so we really giving y'all some good photos. And shout out to my boy Visual ELW for shooting it. I appreciate you. Did some dope work, sir. And he also did the video. It is a promo video, too. He shot a promo video. So, y'all wait for that, man. That's going to be dope. All right. So, shoot, that's it, man. That being said, we're about to end the show. Remind you of everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, when there's a J, or there's a
nay.
Mm-hmm. Or a
that's
or you. There is a way. Y'all tune in the episode of Life of the Dust Live. Your boy Sunny J and your girls.
A nay seduction.
And T Melina.
And if you're in the music industry, modeling industry, wherever, any part of the entertainment industry, make sure you join DustSpot.com. It's completely free. Join it. If you ain't in the industry, you ain't going to be able to sign on because we ain't going to let you in. Bam.
Mm-hmm.
That simple. All right, we are out,
and
y'all.
And y'all join Dream Angel, too. Yeah, thank you.
Dream Angel. Social.dreamangelmag.com. Peace.
Peace.